Good morning and welcome back to another edition, another version, another program of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush this morning, and co-hosting this morning is Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's nice to be here on this beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful sunny day.
And we're sitting here with a full house today. It's going to be a very interesting program.
We do. We're going to have a great program today, Randy. Our guests today are the principals of Visionary Metals Machine Shop, located in Appleton. It has started a number of years ago, and they're going to hear their story this morning, so please stay tuned. We'll be inviting callers. We'd first like to welcome everyone to the program and acknowledge our sponsors who help bring the program to you every week. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, a large banking corporation that has a footprint in three states, and they're the leading SBA producer in the state of Wisconsin. We'd also like to thank Alberts and Hailing. Kurt Hailing is the CPA at Alberts and Hailing. They do some business accounting for small and medium-sized businesses and individuals. Kurt Hailing has participated in some SCORE events. He's not only a good CPA, but he's a good educator. He tells people what's going on behind the numbers. And so we appreciate the support from Alberts and Hailing. We also want to thank Lakeview Credit Union for being a sponsor of our program. Last weekend, if you missed the program, Pat Lowney, the CEO, was on the program. We had a good show, and pretty soon we'll have our new website up, Randy, so that folks can go out and listen to archive programs.
Yep.
And we'd also like to thank the Business News for being a promoter of our BizTalk program and the biweekly periodical that comes out every 2 weeks. For $20 a year, if you're not subscribed to Business News, you should be. There's some really relevant information in there for entrepreneurs and business owners of what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Randy, we also, BizTalk is here to help support the local SCORE chapter, the Fox City SCORE chapter. Tell us a little bit about the SCORE chapter.
Okay, well, the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities serves about eight counties. We have a little over 50 professionals that are involved in SCORE. We work with just about any area of business that you have a question about.
They're mentors, aren't they?
Yes, mentors. Yes, I have to keep learning that word.
Me too. But, the old word was counselor.
But we are mentors. What we try to do is we try to help people who either are wanting to start a business, have been in business for a number of years, or are looking to do business continuation, so we can work all areas. The nice thing about it is our counseling is absolutely free.
It is.
So that part of it, especially for people who want to start a business, helps get them going, develop what they need, and have the answers they need before they start spending a lot of money and getting involved.
Another aspect, too, is we have mentors who will team up with each other. Someone who's really strong in the IT area for computer social networking might help a mentor who's helping out on the manufacturing side,
right,
or finance
right.
side, or
right.
HR
well,
side.
Like your background is in cash flow management,
right.
that type of thing. I'm a marketing guy,
right.
So we'll sit down together when we have a person who reaches that
right.
point and says, okay, how much money do I spend on my marketing?
And if anyone in the audience would like to know more about the SCORE chapter, they can go to the scorefoxcities.com website,
right.
scorefoxcities.com. Learn about the SCORE chapter, and I know we're in a transition period, but on that website, they can still fill out the application for counseling, can't they?
Correct. Yeah, you just click on Request Counseling. You'll find a form. It takes maybe about 5 to 10 minutes to fill out. The most important part of that form is the part that says type of counseling requested.
Yeah.
If you can be specific in that, that'll help us to tie together you and the right mentor so we can really help you with your needs.
The one with the expertise you
Correct.
Need.
Correct, yeah. So that
and
works
it's
out
all
best.
Free.
That's absolutely
it's all
right.
free.
Other things
no
the SCORE does, other thing the SCORE does, though, too, is we are getting more and more involved in doing special programs. We just finished what we call a Simple Steps program. If we have time to go over real quickly what that's
just
all about.
Minute, yep.
All righty, which is a 5-step program. Starts with what's it all about to become an entrepreneur and start your business. And then 4 specialized steps programs that we have. They're 3 hours each. And those go through what's involved with finance, what's involved with marketing, the legal aspects of your business, the accounting aspects of your business, and what your business plan really looks like. And the end game, of course, is to come up with a go or no-go decision. Do you have a viable option right now?
When is the next session planned, Randy?
We are hopefully going to be kicking that off as of January 19th.
Okay.
That will be a morning session.
Yep.
Starts around 8 o'clock in the morning, runs through until noon. We throw in lunch on the deal for you, and it's a $25 fee for that one. And then the remaining ones are $25 each. Or if you take the whole set of five, we give you a discount and you end up with $100 total.
That's very reasonable.
Absolutely. Compared with some of the other programs.
Yep. And in the first session, I'd like to point out that with the 11 students we had in the group, they developed friendships among themselves.
Yes.
And that networking carries on beyond the end of the 5 weeks. So they turn to each other and for questions and help each other out.
Right. We have a network started, and so we'll be working with them. And again, ongoing, any questions, we set them up with mentors as part of the program itself. So it does a good deal. Later on in the year, probably we'll be doing some other specialized programs. Yep. And for the listeners, if there's something in particular, an area that you'd really like to have someone do, let's say, a 2 or 3 hour program, on that particular topic.
Let us know.
We'd love to know what it is, yep. So we can provide you with the best programs, because we have the specialists, we have the people.
And we'd like to extend an invitation to anybody out there who would like to consider being a mentor or a counselor for the SCORE chapter. Please contact the SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com and let us know that, because we're looking for additional mentors. And as you mentioned, Randy, we have a 8-county area from Appleton down through Fond du Lac. So we
correct.
Go through Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. Anybody in the listening audience who'd like to participate as a mentor, please let us know. You don't have to be retired to be a SCORE mentor.
No, in fact, about 40% of our people are still in business.
Right.
So that keeps us current.
Yep. So. Also like to mention another event going on today. We've promoted this on the program the last couple of weekends. The 9th Annual Fox Cities Money Conference is being held at the Fox Valley Technical College. It's going starting at 8:30 this morning until 3:30 this afternoon. This is the 9th annual conference, money conference, that's really making a difference. And the adult classes and youth classes are covering things like building and keeping a good credit score. What is a credit score? And they'll help you understand what drives the credit score. Feed the family healthy food without going broke. 50 ways to save dollars in 50 minutes. Financial planning, not just for the rich. And for the youth classes, this is the part I really get excited about, ages 6 to 18. Interview tips, how to get a job, get your foot in the door. Comparison shopping, shop the smart way. College transition, how do you get to college and get it paid for? You want it all? Learn the smart way to get it. Now, one of the SCORE mentors, Mao Nguyen, wrote a book called Winning Ways for Life, and he's going to be one of the speakers today. And I would encourage anyone who has time to stop out at Fox Valley Tech. And if you have children in high school, a little younger than that, or on their way to college, take the kids along and attend some of these youth classes and get some orientation as to what are finances all about. Because times are changing right now, and it's going to be changing pretty quickly in the future. So with that, we're going to take a little break, Randy. We'll be coming back on the other side, and we'll have our interview with the folks from Visionary Metals. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Tony Bush, and Randy Melzer is in the studio with me. And our guests this morning are the principals from Visionary Metals.
Right. We just heard their dulcet tones already, so now we can introduce them live and move on from there. So.
Right. They've been, advertised as a member of Lakeview Credit Union. That's no secret. We're just joking about going into the restrooms at restaurants and seeing them on the wall, and that's okay, but... Good morning, Tim and Dave and Julie and Tina.
Good morning. We have
a full house this morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Biz Talk, and thank you very much for taking the time this morning to join us and share your story. What we try to do at Biz Talk is share stories of how businesses got started and how they overcame some of the challenges they faced, because the listening audience is loaded with folks who are in the same position or maybe folks who want to start a business. And perhaps some of the stories that they can hear on Biz Talk might be an inspiration to help them get through that that situation themselves.
Yeah, and the other nice thing with having all four of you here is hopefully we'll get a little perspective from family businesses where everybody gets involved and has their parts to play in that. So we'll try and touch on that a little bit, too, as we go along.
Well, who'd like to tell us what Visionary Metals is all about?
I guess I could start.
Tim? Okay.
We grew up in a family, a large family, 10 kids in our family, and Dad had a body shop. And so when a lot of our friends were out playing Little League and things like that.
The last name is Bennett. So Bennett. It's Tim Bennett and Dave Bennett are brothers.
Correct.
And you grew up in a family of 10.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And so a lot of our friends were out playing games and things like that in the summer, and we were like a farm family where we had to help out in the shop. So we learned a lot of skills early. And our mom and dad taught us a lot about business right from the get-go. And so that was probably a passion we had right from when we were young.
Mm-hmm. Valuable lessons in those days.
Absolutely.
What does Visionary Metals do?
Metal fabrication and welding. We do rolling, welding, bending, shearing. We do a lot of things. We do things from whether it's lawnmower decks, fixing things like that,
okay.
to we work in cheese factories and stainless steel and aluminum. So it's a job shop, so we get a little bit of everything.
Hmm. When did the company begin, and what gave it its birth? What was the motivation behind starting Visionary Metals?
Well, David and I both were into racing real heavy. Our dad was a racer, and our family is well-known for racing. And kind of got the juices flowing when our dad came out of retirement and started racing again and realized we could maybe build some of these race cars. And so that kind of got the ideas going in your head that that'd be kind of cool. And David and I both raced for about 10 years. And then along came kids and things like that, and then priorities kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah.
And things at work were going well, but they wanted us to travel. And had two little kids in diapers and didn't really want to travel, so decided to just start it up in the shop. And for 2 years, I worked out of a two-car garage with just a wire feed and a TIG welder. And it grew fast, and right away I could tell that I was going to need somebody's help. And I couldn't think of a better partner than to ask my brother David, who I really admire for his mechanical ability. And he and I complement each other really well.
Dave, when did you join Tim? How many years ago was that?
In 2006.
About 5 years ago.
About 5 years now, yep.
So.
And everything's been going good ever since we started. We've been busy and been able to find work all through the valley. So.
You mentioned growth. You're no longer in the small shop anymore?
No, we're in an 8,000-square-foot building. We're on Prospect Avenue up by the airport.
Oh, okay. All righty. And as far as staff, there's the two of you, and then the two of you, and how many more?
Well, we have our lovely wives supporting us, Julie and Tina, and we have 5 employees right now.
Okay.
We have Matt Mulroy, Chase Bennett, Travis Hitpus, Eric Hillman, and Devin Guyette working for us. And then we also have some temporary staff, and that's really helping us out when we're real busy. Nick Techmeyer, Owen Hitt, Ryan Austin, and Gary Destin. And these guys have really helped us out. They've been our backbone.
Great.
That's a pretty good crew starting out 5 years ago with just two brothers.
Right.
And now the wives are involved, and you've got that staff as well. In terms of getting your company going, Tim and Dave, You learned business principles from your parents. You got your fingers greasy and dirty doing the car building for them, and you've had a passion for that. But what was it that helped you really get your business going, the business going? You started out in the garage, it was getting busy, then you moved into an 8,000-square-foot facility. You needed to do some planning along the way.
Yep. Well, basically, we found out through SCORE. We went to some of the meetings they had on how to plan a business, and this kind of helped us get a step-by-step setup of how to start a business. And I didn't realize you needed things like a business plan, and through metal fabrication stuff, that's what I know, and I didn't really know the financial aspect of it and things like that. So went to some meetings, some SCORE meetings, and they were very helpful and free, which is a big plus when you're starting out, and learned a lot. And we realized we needed a business plan, so Dave and I approached Quickstart LLC, and Kent Nelson and Mike Hall down there did a terrific job for us. Realized that the business plan was going to be a little expensive, a little more than we thought, and they had mentioned that there was a grant available for businesses starting out, and we should probably apply for it. So Dave and I applied for it, and we got the grant, which was a huge help. So Kent and Mike did the business plan for us, and They hit it spot on. The banks were just thrilled over how it was simple and to the point, and yet it had everything in it. The projections that they had planned for us actually came out like really close. I mean, almost to the dollar of how much we had over the first year and a half we were in business.
Dave, is that business plan still going today? Do you do an annual budget and work on a business plan annually and try to anticipate? Well, okay, let's evaluate what happened last year. let's plan out what's going to go on next year. Maybe you don't do it in the same format, and you're maybe not using Quick Start, but at least you're doing some sort of review, aren't you?
Yes. We usually will go by quarterly and how the business is working and how everything is affecting itself and the business, just so that we can stay profitable.
Good. Well, we're gonna take a little break right here. It's about 9:30, so we're gonna listen, hear from our sponsors again. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And we're back with Biz Talk. This morning we're talking with the folks from Visionary Metals, a machine shop, fabrication shop here in the Appleton area. Tim and Dave Bennett and their wives Tina and Julie Bennett are with us this morning, and we're listening to how they got their business started and how they are growing their business. I'd like to give out the phone numbers if anyone has a question they'd like to call in with. Tim and Dave and Julie and Tina are willing to answer any questions as long as there's no proprietary information being requested. The number in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150, and if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Well, before the break, we were talking a little bit about quarterly financial tracking and planning and doing an annual budget. Dave, you were talking about the value of doing a quarterly review. Do you have any more thoughts on that? Do you include anybody else? Do you sit together as a team and do that?
Yeah, we'll get together after we put our projections out and we review what we did through the last quarter, and all four of us will sit down and go through and see what areas we can improve on, where we can be more efficient, and where we can keep the business ahead of the game.
Okay.
Keep it healthy, huh?
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, I could ask the ladies a little bit to get kind of a perspective of how it is to work in a situation like this as a family, and what the roles, how you arrived at who does what, and how that all works.
We've arrived at those roles very carefully.
Okay.
I think we each bring something special to the table. We each have something that we're very good at, and so I think we've kind of fallen into our roles.
Okay.
Tina is very good with anything to do with the computer. So right. If we have a problem, we go to Tina. We know she can fix it. You know, the boys have their things that they're great at too, and I just kind of try and hold them all together in the shop and stuff, and I think we all work together pretty well. So
wonderful. So
I think we keep the lines of communication open, and we talk through things that might seem like challenges, and how do we want to handle this situation coming up, and we all take turns, we all help each other out, and it's just like having a family. It is a family,
Great. Not to be too personal, but I mean, how do you handle the 24/7 constant contact situation? what do you, in other words, what do you do? Because whenever I'm teaching classes on business, one of the things that people need to do is to find a way to release, to walk away, to be able to get some respite from the business itself. What do you guys do? Well, it's not too, nothing personal, just a...
Well, it's kind of hard because, you start this business and you want it to grow.
Right.
So you put everything into it, and... It's hard to be able to just step back and walk away because, it just consumes quite a bit. But at the same time, it's really neat to see how you can make it grow. And, I don't know that you can really walk away from it.
Right. Okay.
If you need a break, we back each other up.
Okay.
So you walk away for a little while if something is, not working out, or you just need a little breather or something. These guys are there to back each other up. We just complement each other, I think, in a pretty positive way.
That's great.
And it's really fun. It's a passion. It's yours. So the long hours you're putting in probably don't feel like work as much as if you were putting those long hours in for someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Because as you pointed out, Julie, you're going all in here, and you want it to grow. You want it to be successful.
Definitely.
One of the other areas we had talked a little bit off mic before is you'd mentioned clients that you have and how working relationships with those clients. Because, again, trying to do it all yourself is always the most difficult thing, but if you've got some support and help. So how did that work out? You had mentioned some things about some certain clients and stuff that you worked with.
When we started, we were looking for work. The hardest thing, the biggest thing that I wanted to do was try and be honest, and I didn't pursue any of the contacts I had made through where I had worked before.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to start from scratch. And one of the places that really helped us out was Absolute Supply.
Mm-hmm.
They started out when we did with water jets. And so they can water jet through pretty much anything. These guys.
What's a water jet?
It's a machine that basically submerges metal, or it can be anything from granite to it'll cut anything that goes underneath it, basically.
So
it's pressurized water with
granules
of marble in it.
Okay.
Called, I think it's garnet.
So instead of using a saw blade, it's a stream of water under high pressure cuts through metal.
Right. And when they first started, I think that their pressure that they had coming out of the tip was like 35,000 PSI, but the new ones are like 85,000 PSI. So they can cut through like 8 inches of whatever straight through. And it's like a machine surface. It's really a neat thing. And
wow.
They were starting out like we were starting out. And so we would get metal fabrication jobs. We needed parts cut out, and they would cut parts for us. And then vice versa. Those guys went out of their way to get us stuff that we could either weld or bend or shear or whatever we could do for them. And we worked really well together. Really,
mm-hmm.
They were a big help in getting us started.
Okay.
It is important, the network. And if nobody loses, then everybody's winning.
Right.
And in that example, I bet you still have a strong relationship with Absolute, don't you?
Absolutely. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Anytime you can form a partnership in a business with a supplier, you've got a way to help finance your business in some ways because, again, the things that they're letting you have on time or whatever is a good source of indirect financing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, like you said, the cooperative situation where you have a client, they have a client, you know what's going on, that they know what's going on. So developing those kinds of relationships are extremely valuable in starting up a business. So
getting back
like
to the
job.
Projections and the quarterly reports, the reviews you do, when you started your business, you moved out of the garage and went into this bigger facility on Prospect Avenue, the 8,000-square-foot facility. You probably had to seek out some financing of some sort. You had to go to that bank.
Absolutely.
Go to the lender and get some money. What was that experience like, and how did that develop? What is it today?
Well, the thing that really helped was Quick Start really helped us out a lot. And they showed us how it was going to go and made it real comfortable for Dave and I. And so we basically had them send out our projections and our business plan to banks and just more or less interviewed them. And one national bank down on College Avenue really pursued us, and they really wanted our business. And it seemed like it was a really good fit, so Dave and I decided to go with them.
And what year was it at that time?
2004.
Okay.
Okay, so things were still pretty humming along and looking pretty good at that
growing.
Point.
Yeah.
Right, right. But then actually what happened was we were in a building on American Drive when we started, and they basically told us there that they were going to be buying the building and we needed to find another place to move. So we needed to move, and we hit up our line of credit and things like that pretty hard to make the move happen. And it was a little bit of a slow year with the move and things like that, and we were tight. And so we talked to them and told them that we needed to hold back and do interest only on our payments if we could, and then we were going to pay down our credit cards and things like that. And so it was a little bit of a money crunch, but it seemed like things were just turning around and just really starting to get going. We caught up on all of our credit cards and things like that. Got to the point where we were really ready to make a run and getting back to what we were doing. And they approached us and told us that we were just no longer a good fit for them. I don't know if they thought something bad was going to happen or
what. What year was that?
That would have been 2007, is that right? And so basically they told us we weren't a good fit for them anymore because they were worried we were going to go under or whatever. But Dave and I are resilient with the way we were brought up from our parents and our faith in God and things. And so we basically told them that or they told us that we needed to find another bank. So we had to do the business plan all over again, but the one that Quick Start had set up for us really helped make it easy. We just mostly just changed numbers and things. But it came at a time when we started to get a lot of Oshkosh truck parts, for example.
Oh, okay.
And got really busy. We didn't have time for this, so it was really inconvenient for us.
Now, the loan that the bank had done for you, was that like an SBA guaranteed loan?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And when you left the bank, where did you go?
We left the bank.
Because they told you that you weren't a good fit, Dave. It was you, Dave.
Yeah. It was me.
So what did you do, Dave? Where'd you go then?
With our plan, we went around and we checked with quite a few other banks to see who could offer us something decent and wasn't going to pull the rug out from under us another year or two down the road. So after doing that and checking with a lot of banks, Lakeview Credit Union was by far more willing to work with us with everything and the way that we have our business than any other place that we went to. So we're so appreciative for that bank and what they're able to do for us and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because you have to be on your toes, and you don't know that your company was successful, it still is successful. And here the bank just came along and said, you're not a fit anymore. And that could come from several reasons. The bank changed its focus and wanted to work with bigger companies. Or maybe it's reducing its market share in a certain locale and saying, we're just going to move out of here. You don't know what's going to happen. So you have to be quick on your toes and be well prepared. And I have to compliment you on doing your quarterly financial reviews. And you've got the two ladies who are holding you guys' feet to the fire every day when it comes to spending and that sort of thing. I mean, it's really important, and it keeps you sharp. So when the need comes along, you're just that much further ahead and ready to address that need. Mm-hmm. And you found another place. And Lakeview's probably very happy to have you. I'm sure they are.
They've blessed us, that's for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And can I just say something about them?
Absolutely.
You know, they have done, like, above and beyond for us. I mean, every time we walk in there and every time we need something, they do whatever they can to help us out. If we're thinking of it in one way, they'll give us three other ways to think about it, and then we do, whatever comes out in the best, for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, they've really helped us through, and they've done a great job for us.
Right. So. Well, whenever we're, again, some of the courses we teach and some of the people we talk to, it's always important that you set up that team of professionals that you work with. You're talking about one of the primary ones, which is the banker. You need to have them, and you need to have them on your team before you need them. I mean, you found out the hard way that when you need somebody, you got to scramble. If you're planning a business and so on, have that banker lined up, have the attorney lined up, have the accountant lined up, have an insurance agent that knows what they're doing lined up, and have a good mentor on your side. That's the part that we hope to be able to help you with, too.
I'd like to give out the numbers again, Randy,
sure,
and invite the audience to call in with any questions for our guest today. The number here at the studio, if you're in the Appleton area, is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, call us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150.
Okay, well, speaking of numbers and so on, as far as getting in contact with you, how does one of your clients or somebody as a potential client get to you? What should they, what are you looking for as clients, and how can they contact you?
Our website is visionarymetals.net. Our email address is visionarymetals@yahoo.com. Or you could call us at 920-733-3375.
And what kind of client are you looking for?
Anyone and everyone.
Now,
race drivers.
If you were in my marketing class, I'd be mad at you for saying that, because we got to limit your target market down a little bit. But
oh, no. Here comes the manure spreaders again.
No.
Not from Score.
No. So we'd ask, I would usually ask you then if you could give me a good picture of who a good client to who just coming in now would be. What would they look like?
Well, we like working with businesses, just because it's steady. And that's one of the hardest things of this, is to be busy enough where you're busy, not over busy, but busy, steady.
Okay.
And so we're looking for businesses and things like that. Like we work with dairy companies in the area,
sure,
for welding stainless, for example. It might go from, like, they need a chute from this conveyor to this box or something like that. And we can help them with designing things like that, with working with the operator and what are you looking for, and with engineers or whatever.
Okay.
So we just anybody that is looking for some help as far as designing parts, right down to just fabricating for them.
Wonderful. Okay, so you have that ability then to take the drawing and bring it to reality?
Correct.
One at a time, or any limit as far as numbers?
No, there's really no limit. We can be flexible and find a way to get it done.
So if I need 5,000 of those, you guys could run them off for me?
You bet.
Absolutely. Okay, wonderful.
It's a custom shop as well as a production shop.
Okay.
And that's important to have the flexibility, the diversity of customer base. One of the hazards is getting too much volume in one customer or two customers. And I imagine you've seen that come and go over the years. And with this economy right now, what is the biggest challenge you have?
Good question. That's
money.
That was a very, very poignant pause there. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, just being diversified, I guess, helps our business enough where if one gets a little slow that we have others that could pick up due to the market and everything else. So us being diversified enough where we are able to handle a various amount of different projects at the same time really helps our business to stay busy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking a break here in just a minute. And before we do that, would you give out your contact information again? For the company, for the listening audience?
Yeah, our website is visionarymetals.net. We can be reached through email on visionarymetals@yahoo.com, or you can give us a phone call at 920-733-3375.
Great. We're coming back on the other side of the break. We'll give out the phone numbers one last time, and we're going to hear some wonderful biz tips from the folks at Visionary
Absolutely.
Metals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to the final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're visiting this morning with the folks from Visionary Metals here in Appleton, Tim and Tina Bennett, and Dave and Julie Bennett.
Right.
Tim and Dave are brothers, and they started their company about 2004. And they've been growing, and we've been talking about marketing, and we've been talking about financing, and we've been talking about how they get together, the business plan, and how they get together quarterly to review the finances of the company, where they've been and where they're going, and staying on track. And with four people, two married couples still married is a great it's a great accomplishment, as Randy pointed out earlier. Sometimes you just need to get away a little bit, but you seem to have found a formula for making that work. And I think there are some folks in the listening audience who are probably saying, gee, I wish I could work with my spouse like they do. Would you be willing to give your contact information out one more time? Because if they don't, if the listening audience doesn't want to call today with a question, they might be calling you up next week or next couple of weeks and just saying, how do you do that sort of thing?
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. our website is visionarymetals.net. You could reach us at email at visionarymetals@yahoo.com. Or our phone number there is 920-733-3375.
Okay, yeah. The good thing about watching this is watching the teamwork here that you're seeing.
Coaching. It's coaching.
That's coaching. Okay, great. And, you know, that was one of the things we kind of alluded to a little earlier, was something about the teams that you have to put together. Now, you've got people, you know, four of you with expert skills. The people who work for you have skills in their particular areas. When you put together your team, who do you have on it? What kind of skills do you look for?
I guess we're looking for people that are just willing to learn.
Okay.
And I've always heard that it's wise to hire people that are smarter than you.
Okay.
True. And that always helps with things.
Yeah, whenever we're dealing again with people, we try to teach them that what you want to do is work yourself out of a job so that you can move on and do what you do best and keep growing the business, as opposed to working in the business that you're, you know, trapped in. So great, sounds like that. As far as other teams, though, other professionals that you have?
Yeah, we deal a lot with Albertson Hailing. Kurt Hailing down there has been
one
terrific.
Of our sponsors.
Yes,
He's really helped us out. They do reviews whenever we need. If we look like we're running into trouble, or we're kind of curious where we are, we'll call those guys up. We'll call Kurt Hailing.
Yep.
They really give us a big hand in helping us keep our record straight.
Yeah, Kurt's a really capable CPA. He's my CPA, and I enjoy working with him. He does a lot of work with SCORE.
Right.
And he comes across. He's a very good teacher. People can relate to, and he listens. He's got those characteristics you like to have in that relationship Randy's talking about with the professionals on your team. Well, we're coming down to the last few minutes of our program,
right?
And I wanted to get the biz tips in. We're going to have four wonderful biz tips.
Four tips, okay.
So who would like to go first? Pause. Tina.
Well, I have to say.
This is Tina.
Okay.
Doing the quarterly reviews with a trusted professional like Kurt and Sue at Albertson Hailing has been, I think, key in keeping us grounded and looking ahead and just cautiously moving forward and growing our business, you know.
Yep.
We're looking ahead and, you know, what's our next step? And, you know, they're watching our numbers very closely, and I think it's been a great asset to our business.
Great. No surprises are always good. Right. So, great.
Julie, are you next?
Okay. you know, one key that I would give is that you really need to communicate, no matter who it's with. If it's with your accountant, it's with your attorney, the bank, and each other. Mm-hmm. You know, first and foremost, just you have to communicate, because without that, you know, you can really let this business take over, and then all of a sudden you're going to have problems come up.
You have to address all the little things too.
You do.
The little things can grow to be big bad things.
Oh yes, they can.
Head them off at the pass.
Yeah, so you really need to communicate with each other. I mean, that's key.
That's a good tip.
All right.
Who's next?
I would say that it's important to be humble and to not go into a situation like you're working with your employees. They might have a better idea than you about how to do something. So to be humble and to listen, because they've had different experiences than us, and they might have something better to attribute to that.
Right. Okay. Because I noticed you're hiring skilled workers in this business. Tony mentioned, you know, alluded to that earlier. Most of this is hand work, right? It's not computerized or.
Correct.
Okay.
Willingness to learn is important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just as a quick aside, and we'll get to that last tip, but who, you know, where do you find your employees? Where do you find your staff?
Well, a lot of them just absolutely show up.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of layoffs and things going on right now, so we've been blessed with some really, really good guys that have gotten let go from other places, and there are some that work out and some that don't, but they come from all over. We do go through temporary staffing.
Okay.
And a lot of times we'll find somebody in temporary staffing that's like, this guy's really talented. We really need to hang on to this one, and we'll hire him out through that.
Great source. Okay. Passing on that.
All right.
you get the
sum
last
it up.
I get the last one.
You get to sum it up.
I guess it's kind of a fine line of trying, you know, as a small business when Tim and I started to go through and take care of the business as much as we were trying to just get some work done and be out in the shop and working. So probably one of the critical things, I guess, would be that you watch what, you know, all your paperwork, all your quarterlies and stuff, and that everything on the business side is taken care of. Otherwise, you're not going to be out in the shop working.
It's a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, a very fine line.
Go out there and sell and also have time to produce.
Exactly.
Well, we want to thank you very much for coming in this morning and sharing the story with us and the listening audience. It's a very good story, and it's a remarkable achievement that you're growing and you're able to overcome those challenges that you were facing.
Right.
One of those was the bank.
Yep. It's always a good thing for people to realize here in the Valley the strength that we do have and the people that we have like yourselves who come in and who can actually get a job going, get the business working, and keep growing. Just keep working at it. We have a tremendous resource here in the Valley. And thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. We'll have you back again in the future, too.
Right.
I'd just like to give another plug to the Money Conference out at Fox Valley Technical College. Starting at 8:30, going till 3:30. It's very worthwhile for you to consider this, attending it. If you have children, bring them along. There are special classes for those ages 6 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, next week our guest is going to be Kurt Hailing.
Kurt? Oh, wonderful.
Kurt's going to come in, and he's going to talk about accounting, and it might be a good time to tune in next week because this is a time of year when businesses are budgeting for next year.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure Kurt's going to have some good insights for us on that.
Right, and also don't forget, if you do want to get in touch with SCORE, you can reach us at scorefoxcities.com, and we have people waiting to help you for free.
And you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.